California's Proposition 20 has three essential components. It would allow prosecutors to charge certain property crimes as felonies rather than as misdemeanors by lowering the threshold for felony property theft from $950 to $250. It would also increase the penalties for violating parole and limit who is eligible for early release. Critics say that this means incarcerated people would be not only less likely to be paroled, but more likely to be sent back to jail or prison once granted supervised release. Additionally, Prop 20 would require law enforcement to collect DNA samples from people convicted of certain misdemeanors, including forgery and shoplifting, and store that DNA in a state database. Democratic Los Angeles Senator Maria Elena Durazo says Prop 20 would be a step back for the Latinx community and would increase rates of incarceration in California.
And if this initiative were to pass, we would be going back again, increasing incarceration, spending taxpayer dollars on a criminal justice system that didn't work. It didn't work for the community, didn't work for the taxpayers, didn't work for poor people, for immigrants, for people of color, our youth, for victims of crime. And it doesn't even work for law enforcement. Let's be honest about it. So what's the point? What's the point? California's focus should be on the reforms, building on them, going forward, and not backwards. And Prop 20 takes us backwards.
Beyond the concerns that Prop 20 would increase over-policing for nonviolent crimes, critics warned that it would be especially harmful to enact during the COVID-19 pandemic. Alex Sanchez, executive director of Homies Unidos, says that incarcerated people in California are already at higher risk of contracting COVID-19 due to unsafe conditions and overcrowding, and that passing Prop 20 would only worsen mass incarceration in California.
People are dying every day because they cannot have that social distance. Now, can you imagine overpacking the prisons again by individuals during a pandemic, during a crisis that we know is going to last through next year or more?
The Department of Justice estimates that a Hispanic male has a 1 in 6 chance of going to prison during his lifetime. Critics say that Prop 20 is a step back from criminal justice reform and that it seeks to reduce recidivism. Activist Dolores Huerta, president of the Dolores Huerta Foundation and co-founder of the United Farm Workers Union, says that the people of California do not want more incarceration. They want an investment in providing people with the necessary resources to thrive.
We have seen so many people protesting on the streets. They want to see our tax dollars go to more counselors, family counselors, to mental health, all of the things that prevent people from going to prison, more money to come into our schools.
Proposition 20 is supported by the California Retailers Association and the Sacramento County District Attorney, Anne Marie Schubert, among others. It's opposed by Governor Gavin Newsom and the California Democratic Party, the ACLU of California, and the National Center for Victims of Crime, among others. I'm Emma Herdman, reporting for KPFA.